Message number 304. The biggest abomination since the Holocaust is being plotted against the Jews. Wednesday, January 11, 2012 at 0300 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, watch now the efforts being made by the global power not of the light, which attempts to mount a campaign against my people. I refer to Christians and my chosen people, the Jews. Wicked plans are being plotted to wipe out the practice of Christianity in a devious but subtle way. It will start with a change in the constitutions of countries everywhere in the Western world. Every attempt will be made to cast scurrilous claims against my Christian churches. My sacred servants will slowly withdraw, leaving my people with little spiritual support. All these laws will have a cunning exterior of tolerance. Your faith, my children, is being put to the test like never before. Christianity and any attempts to publicly proclaim my name will be thwarted. In its place, an empty doctrine will emerge and people will be confused. They will think that this doctrine is a good and fair replacement for the truth, when in fact it will be a lie. This wicked group is so powerful, very few know they exist. Yet they are everywhere pulling the strings. My children are like puppets. My chosen people, the Jews, are facing yet again a terrible persecution. Plans to overthrow them are underway. Those they believe to be their friends are their enemies. They will suffer such hardship. I call on all mankind to pray for Israel. The biggest abomination since the Holocaust is being plotted against my people. Pray that the Antichrist's group are stopped from committing these evil acts. These dark souls need your prayers so that during the warning they will recognize their offenses. Pray that they drop their armor and beg for my mercy. If they do, then the wars and unrest in Israel can be diluted. Many prophecies will now unfold before your eyes. Those blind to my promises must be given the light of my mercy in order to see again. Do not be deceived, children. What seems good on the outside is not always as it seems. Peacekeeping forces, many of them innocent pawns, are being lied to. Never fear, because my mercy will have an important influence over this sect who has been plotting against my church for centuries. They cannot and will not win. But they will cause tremendous terror unless prayer can mitigate their wicked dominance. Pray the New Crusade of Prayer, 18, to help stop the Antichrist and his group about whom I speak. O dear Jesus, save the world from the Antichrist. Protect us from the wicked snares of Satan. Save the last remnants of your church from evil. Give all your churches the strength and graces needed to defend ourselves against wars and persecution planned by Satan and his army of terrorists. Amen. Your beloved Jesus, Savior and Redeemer of all mankind.